This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Experts and educators say that bullying is a community problem. Jim Jordan offers anti-bullying presentations for teachers, parents, and the community at large. His team at reportbullying.com have put together anti-bullying school assemblies for all ages, from the primary level to high school. Jim Jordan joins us on the phone today. Welcome to People First Radio, Jim.
Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. How did you end up in this type of work? What led you to taking up the cause of anti-bullying?
I had the opportunity of meeting a gentleman by the name of Fred Wild. Fred is retired now, but for over 25 years, Fred was known as one of Canada's leading business advisors, not only in business, but also in the behavior of workplace behavior as well. So when it came to wanting to put a program together about bullying, it became quite easy because bullying is all about bad behavior. So the whole program actually originated from Fred Wild and then our team together started building upon the follow-up that comes with the program.
And you're on the road right now, and in fact, I think we're speaking to you from the location of what I gather is where your latest presentation will take place. What are you seeing in schools and among parents and in communities in terms of the response to bullying and anti-bullying efforts?
Well, like you were saying earlier, that bullying is a community problem. I think it's extremely imperative that when schools have us come in and speak to the students, that they also have us come in and speak to parents and teachers as well. The reason is that in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, teachers do not know what to do when someone speaks up to them about bullying or what to do when they see bullying happening inside their school. So what happens, Kevin, is that they end up using their own value system. So one teacher says, oh, that's not acceptable. I'm calling your parents right now. And then we get another teacher that says, oh, they're just playing around. Or, you know what, I'll deal with that situation later. And then they never get to it. So there's this inconsistency that happens with teachers knowing exactly what to do when they see bullying going on. Now, on the other hand, with parents, bullying seems to be such a hot topic in today's day and age. We see it all the time on TV and on the internet and so on in the newspapers. And so what happens is that when one altercation occurs at school, we automatically get the mother that walks in with the big pointy finger and start blaming the principal and the school system about bullying that's happening inside their school. When, in fact, sometimes all it is just bad behavior and we just need to correct the situation that occurred at that time. And that not all incidences are bullying. We need to understand what bullying is. It's aggressive, intentional behavior to control someone physically, mentally, or emotionally. And if that's not occurring, then all it is just bad behavior. But what we need to do is we need to teach teachers to focus on the behavior instead of always focusing just on bullying, because we need to focus on the bad behavior and correct it regardless if it's bullying or not.
Do schools or communities contact you after a tragedy or a particularly disturbing incident has occurred and they need to pick up the pieces, developing coping mechanisms, or as you mentioned earlier, perhaps move away from an individualized kind of value system approach? Or is there more of a preventative effort taking place? What have you observed in your work?
Well, I can tell you, we go all across North America. We probably get 50 calls from the United States for every one call we get in Canada, which is just blows me away that we get that many calls from another area. I find that going to the States, they are becoming completely proactive and getting all the steps in place, where I find a lot of times when I go to some of the schools in Canada, they just want to have the assembly just to tell the mom and dad that we had an assembly and that everything's A-okay. You know, there is some schools that are doing some great jobs being proactive and doing the full bullying program that we offer the schools. And then, like I said, there's other schools that just go in and just want the assembly, thinking that having an assembly is going to correct the behavior, which cannot actually correct the behavior because we have to continuously work on this behavior with the students. And that's going to correct the behavior. Once we correct the bad behavior, then we instinctively reduce the bullying that occurs inside the schools.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm speaking with Jim Jordan, a motivational speaker and anti-bullying educator who presents in schools and communities across Canada and the U.S. Jim, what is the core of your message? I think that you were touching on aspects of that perhaps earlier.
Yeah, our core of our message is that bullying is a symptom of bad behavior. The only way we're going to reduce bullying is by fixing the behavior. The only way that you're ever going to reduce bullying or bad behavior inside the school is by focusing on everyone's behavior. What we continuously find are schools that become reactive. Let me explain what I mean. The way we become reactive is when we put programs together for the bully or we put programs together for the victim and thinking that we have suddenly a bullying program inside of our school. The problem with these type of programs is that they're completely reactive. It's always after we find out about the bully's bad behavior over a long period of time. It's always after the victim's been victimized over a long period of time. Now we want to put these programs together. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong about schools having these types of programs inside their school, but it's not a proactive approach. The only way you're going to become proactive inside your school is by educating the bystanders on their role when they see bullying going on. But I hear teachers all the time tell me, oh, well, we tell the students to speak up. The problem is that the bullies out there have already brainwashed all the students thinking that they're ratting and snitching or tattling when they speak up. So how we educate the students is through a campfire analogy of ignition, fuel, and oxygen. So the bully's the igniter starting up the confrontation. The fuel is the victim, and the bystanders are the oxygen. So just like a campfire needs oxygen, so does the bully. The way we give the bully the oxygen is when we become complacent. The way we take it away from the bully is when we speak up to people in authority like our parents, teachers, or principals. So at the end of our assemblies, students clearly understand that they're the ones in control, not the bullies, and they're the ones that can create a safe school environment. All we need is just one student to speak up and create that safe school environment. This is not about getting the bully in trouble or trying to get the bully suspended. It's about finding out about this bad behavior now so the school can use their policies and procedures to correct that bad behavior and turn that student into a productive citizen in their community. But when we become reactive, Kevin, we never find out about these bad behaviors until they end up down the road. And unfortunately, bullying, like I said, is just a symptom of bad behavior. What eventually happens is because they receive such great results out of their bad behavior, and it eventually turns into a worse behavior, i.e. skipping class, dropping out of school, bringing weapons into school, vandalism. This all occurs from bullying behaviors that don't get caught in the early stages. That's why we need to educate the students on speaking up. Then we need to educate the teachers on what to do when the students speak up. And then we need to educate the parents. And not only do we need to educate the parents, but the key part about parents is they need to understand that a lot of bullying behaviors that students bring to school are created by moms and dads at home. And that's what I need to talk to them about so they can understand how they need to change their behaviors in the community to reduce the bad behavior that's happening inside the school. That's why it's a community problem.
Mm. Your approach, Jim, includes offering mentoring programs, teacher tools, bullying surveys, and reporting systems to aid and educate students in speaking up. Tell us a little bit more about the various tools that you have offered over time.
Sure. Now, first of all, if there's any schools that are listening in at this time, we offer a free bullying survey. It's an online survey for any school in North America. All they have to do is just go on to reportbullying.com and sign up for it. We will set up their program within 24 hours. We'll send them a link, and all the students can go on to their own computers at their school, fill out the survey, and then we'll send back exact percentages and graph charts to the principal of finding out exactly what the students are recognizing that's happening around the corner. Because we need to understand that this bullying is not happening in front of people in authority. It's happening away from people in authority. That's why it's so important to educate those bystanders in what to do. Now, this survey will allow the school to know what's going on, and then if they choose to have us come into their school and do the whole program, then 2 or 3 months down the road, they can do this survey again and see what type of responses they're receiving from the students now that they're educated in their role as a bystander at schools. Now, we also have a mentoring program that we put together for schools, and the reason we put this together is that the students speak up to the teachers, the teachers go through the school's policies and procedures, the student does not change their behavior whatsoever, it gets to the point where that student gets suspended from school. Well, the student goes home, and mom and dad look at their child and say, oh, I can't believe that they said you're a bully. You're not a bully. Listen, mom and dad have to go to work right now, so we'll see you when we get home. So mom and dad go to work while this student that just got suspended is playing Nintendo the whole week. So they come back to school, and their behavior hasn't changed one bit. So this is why we put this mentoring program together, because in a nutshell, what we're trying to do is find out about this behavior at an early point and then correct them so they become productive citizens in their community. And that's what this whole program is about. Character education exercises to continuously build upon the message. We have online reporting systems for middle school and high school students. They can actually report bullying from home directly to their social worker or their principal at school to get rid of that peer pressure of them wondering that if they speak up, they're suddenly going to become the next victim. So these are a whole bunch of things that we do offer the schools that make it a complete program.
Jim Jordan, we have just a moment left in our discussion today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just want to, first of all, thank you for this time and opportunity. If anyone has any questions or concerns, they're more than welcome to contact us once again at reportbullying.com. We'd be happy to answer any questions that the schools or parents may have about bullying. And the last thing I'd just like to say quickly is this. The two words that destroy school programs and bullying programs is willful ignorance. We all know what willful ignorance is. It's when you know there's information there, but you willfully are not interested in finding out about it. You know, schools have policies and procedures, and sometimes teachers become willfully ignorant. They know that the policies and procedures are there, but they willfully say, I don't want to know about it. Then we have parents that know that their school's policies and procedures, they don't even want to know what their kids are doing outside in their community. They don't even want to know what their kids are doing at their school. So they become willfully ignorant in that area as well. And then we have students that become willfully ignorant when they come into the classroom, where they say, talk to the hand. Their heads go into the desk, and they don't want to listen. And we know that students that do not graduate or end up just graduating from high school, a lot of times they end up in low-income jobs, and sometimes they end up creating other things that happen in their community, like vandalism and stealing and all these types of behaviors that occur because they don't know how else to make ends meet. So this willful ignorance is what really destroys communities and bullying programs. So if I have to say something back to teachers or to parents in your community is to contact your school, find out what those school's policies and procedures are, know them, and follow them. And that is the key to reducing bullying inside your schools.
Jim Jordan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on People First Radio today.
I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. It was nice talking to you, and I really appreciate this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jim Jordan is a motivational speaker and anti-bullying educator. He travels across Canada and the U.S. presenting to schools and communities who are experiencing problems with bullying. You can find out more about his work at reportbullying.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.